Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today we have two guests, Professor Marco Merlo, cardiologist, and he recently became ERN's main representative of the University Hospital in Trieste, and Dr. Marco Massé, he's a cardiologist as well. Welcome to both of you. Dr. Massé, can you tell us briefly about your city, Trieste?
Yeah, hi everybody. We live in Trieste, in Italy. It's a peculiar city. It's a medium-sized city of pretty much 200,000 citizens. It's in the northern part of Italy, very close to the border, what used to be a border. So it's like a little melting pot with a lot of influences from the Balkan area and from the Central Europe area, since it was ruled by the Austrian Empire for centuries. Of course, now it's an Italian city with very close to the sea and nice to live in.
Thank you. And can you tell us something about your hospital and what is
the main focus? Yes, our hospital is the Universal Hospital of Trieste, linked to the University of Trieste. It's a hub center for all the cardiovascular diseases, with a pediatric unit as well. For what matters of our department is focused, of course, on cardiovascular diseases, with the main focus on cardiomyopathies and rare diseases.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Dr. Merlo, Professor Merlo, why did you become a member of the ERN and in which thematic areas?
Hi, everybody. We are involved in thematic area 2, in particular cardiomyopathy, genetically determined cardiomyopathies, and thematic area 5 that are composed by, that include rare cardiomyopathies, so myocarditis, inflammatory cardiomyopathies, sarcoidosis, or cardiac amyloidosis. That are the thematic area that Trieste Cardiology Department is a referral center in Italy. Both for genetically determined cardiomyopathies, dilated, arrhythmogenic, and hypertrophic, and also for cardiac amyloidosis and myocarditis.
Mm-hmm. And what can you contribute to the ERN?
The cardiology of Trieste has a registry on cardiomyopathies from 1980, so from 40 years, in which we collect all the data of patients that with affected by cardiomyopathies, and this registry is a treasure that we have. Because we see patients from all the national territory and with all cardiomyopathies. And we have a lot of data at the baseline and during follow-up and the events, genetic data, cardiac magnetic resonance data. We are open to more modern genetic testing, so polygenic risk score and so on. But we can contribute with ERN, with this data, and with future larger registries, because the research on cardiomyopathies now cannot be based on one center. It's not possible. It's not reliable. We need a network. And we think that retrospective experience of the department and prospective data can be included in EARN registries in our thematic areas.
And on the other side, what do you expect from the ERN?
Yeah, this is very important. We have expectation by a research field, so we can contribute to registries of EARN, and we can lead some registries and some research for EARN in network. And on the other side, the networks are useful for sharing data of clinical cases, very complex clinical cases, in order to improve the management of these cases. We can upload some clinical cases for discussing, and we can discuss the clinical cases of other centers. And we are very open to host. We had hosted some members of EARN in the past, and we are open to move in other centers with the aim to make a real network, a real European network. That is, in my view, in our view, the only way to go ahead in the management of these patients, of the challenging patients.
Yes, thank you. And then I have some personal questions to both of you. Let's start with Dr. Massé. Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
I trained, I studied here in Trieste and I trained in Trieste as well. I have two mentors. One is on my side, Professor Merlo, and then of course, Professor Sinagra.
Yes, thank you. He was the main representative until now, indeed. And Dr. Merlo, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
I studied in Trieste too, and I have some experiences in US for brief periods, but my I studied mainly, mostly in Trieste. My mentor is for sure Professor Sinagra, that is the head of the department, is a very expert in the field of cardiomyopathies. Professor Camerini, that was the founder of cardiology in Trieste and the founder of the cardiomyopathy unit in the first 80s.
Okay, and to continue on this, until now, can you tell me about your most important lesson learned?
I start, yeah. I think to focus not on the disease, but on the patient, because every like two patients may have the same disease, but their story is different. So not focus on only like data, but on the person you have in front of you.
And Dr. Merlo?
I agree. We are dealing with a person and not with a disease. Okay. So we have to care the person and not the disease. This is the first lesson. And the other fundamental lesson that we can we have to have in the treatment of cardiomyopathies is the critical thought. Is the clinical suspect, is the red flag approach, is the deductive method. We have to think to every details that we have, put together the clues in order to discover the real etiology of the disease, in order to have the best treatment. So the critical thought and the cardiomyopathy mindset, if you want, is the main lesson that we learn here in Trieste.
And then something different, your favorite sport, Dr. Massey, do you have one?
My favorite sport to watch, probably football, and to practice, cycling. I like to go with my bike on the hills around Trieste.
Great.
About me, soccer and tennis to watch, and to practice ski.
Ski, oh yes. And do you do that in Italy as well, I think, in the mountains?
Yeah.
Yes. And what is your favorite holiday destination, Dr.
My favorite
Melo?
Holiday destination is actually the Alps, because my family from my father's side comes from a little village in the Alps, so we usually go in the summer hiking and in winter to ski. So that's my favorite holiday destination.
Yeah. And Professor Merlo?
Yeah, this is very easy to answer and very difficult to practice, but in winter, mountains, and in summer, sea and Mediterranean islands, Sicily or Greece. So, yeah.
Many nice places, yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you for answering our questions and
thank you very much.
Being
Thank
with
you.
Us today. And I would also like to thank all the listeners for listening to this podcast. And I hope to meet you next week. Bye-bye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks.